Sexual harassment claims, non-disclosure clauses, gender discrimination in the workplace all have been in the news lately. The McLean County Bar Association is teaming up with the Chamber of Commerce and the Bloomington Normal Human Resource Council to hold a first-ever summit examining these and other employment issues. GLT's Judy Valente talks with Nate Hinch of the Bar Association and employment attorney Daniel Kays of Seyfarth Shaw Law Firm. Hinch says lawyers, business owners, and human resource officials would benefit from better training in the areas of work place inclusion and diversity. Kays says there isn't a lot of evidence harassment or gender bias is more common in the legal profession than others.
I think that everyone is probably very aware that harassment has been popping up in every profession. And it's not maybe more prevalent in one over another, but it's definitely very public because there have been sexual harassment claims that have swept the nation in every regard, from Hollywood to Capitol Hill and to other private companies. And so definitely, you know, we've all seen that the movement, the Me Too movement, has made these claims public, and it's important for us to discuss.
If you talk to women, there's many other forms of harassment that they encounter in the workplace. Women talk about being bullied by their bosses, by being held to a double standard. If they speak up, they're denigrated. But if a man speaks up, he's being strong. If they take time off to care for a child, they're not being serious about their job. If a man takes time off to care for a child, he's being a good father. What are some of the things that you see that some of the attorneys are seeing who deal in this area of law?
You touched on a few. There's, you know, women take pregnancy leaves, and there are, you know, there's a claim sometimes of pregnancy discrimination. But there are, you know, a lot of different laws lately that have been trying to address that in the Supreme Court of the United States, in Illinois, and, you know, providing accommodations to women for pregnancy or for leaves of absence related to their pregnancy. There's also, as you mentioned, you know, there are double standards out there. And I think that one way that's been addressed has been through training of managers and supervisors to make sure that they know, you know, how things are perceived and how to treat people equally.
Has there been any evidence that claims of sexual harassment or other sorts of bias have increased in McLean County as the national publicity has taken place on some of these issues?
I'm not aware of any off the top of my head, Judy. I think it's certainly drawn, in a good way, drawn attention to the issue and the need for education. And like nationally, I know it's brought out a lot of claims that maybe have been from somebody who had been quiet for a long time and either felt intimidated or uncomfortable coming forward. And I would hope that that's the case to the extent that those claims exist locally as well.
Danielle?
Yeah, from what I have seen, there is no evidence that there are increased claims. I think the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission recently stated that there has not been an increase of sexual harassment claims that have been made to them, but there is an increased awareness. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, these claims have been brought for many years, but it's something now that people are realizing, you know, these things are being taken seriously, these things are widely publicized, and we have to focus on that.
To both of you, what are you hoping that the folks who attend this conference are going to take away from it?
I would hope, and this is going to be, I believe, the first joint program like this between the McLean County Bar and the Chamber of Commerce and the Bloomington Normal Human Resource Council, so which in and of itself is a wonderful thing. And I hope that that sort of collaboration will be itself a takeaway, that we can do this again and work together for programs like this. I would hope that both the lawyers and the business owners or HR professionals would take from this lessons that they can apply directly to their day-to-day jobs. And to other lawyers who are in private practice like myself, I'm encouraging them to come not just as a lawyer, but as a business owner, that this is about, it's not just about the typical lawyer's continuing ed program for how you advise your clients. It's how to run your own business. And it's really, really important that we not mess that up as lawyers.
And Danielle, you know, as someone who often represents the companies who are being sued, what do you want people to take away?
There's there's a lot of things that we're covering, and they're all evolving areas. They're evolving law, if they're evolving claims that are being made that maybe are new, and businesses probably are wondering, what do I do about these claims, and what do I need to do, again, to protect the business, but also how to treat the employees fairly. So I hope that, you know, in the scope of where we are now, this helps them to navigate things that may come up, maybe things that would have put them on notice of maybe something they need to investigate or a request that an employee is making, so that they know how to handle those properly and just what's required of them.
Daniel Kays works for Seyfarth Shaw. Nate Hinch is with the Muller Reese firm in Bloomington. They spoke with GLT's Judy Valente. The Employment Law Summit will take place next Tuesday in the Old Main Room of ISU's Bowdoin Student Center.